next one is case number 11,559. And Mr. Wortman?
Yes.
Take that under advisement if you want to.
I just didn't know if I had any question about it. Sort of sitting there, I didn't know if we had any more questions that we need to talk about or what we needed on that.
Mr. Mills?
Well, it's already built, so there's not a whole lot you can do about it. I question whether the need for the variances would otherwise be there.
Right.
I mean, 800 square feet, you know, is what the county allowed, and I think primarily for its intent was for this particular use.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't exactly convinced that
excuse me.
From the applicant that they address the standards, but maybe you all feel different.
No, I didn't think they presented the standards where I would understand stand in, I'll tell you that.
I think she hit some of them, but
it's certainly fine if you want more time to consider.
What, just as a question, which ones of the standards are you?
Let me see.
Are you comfortable that she met? How about that?
Well,
perhaps uniqueness.
Yeah, I was going to say uniqueness. That's the first thing.
Or the character of the neighborhood. Not sure about the second requirement.
That it's necessary to afford relief.
But she didn't. She said she didn't feel it. Did not alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
But didn't elaborate. That's true.
Well, yeah, she sort of did. I thought because she said
it was agriculture, farmland around it.
Okay. All around it, the property.
Yeah. 7 acres or better than that?
Yeah, I mean, all around the
other property.
And there's a letter, I believe, in support from the neighboring church.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I really don't think it affect anybody.
No, I don't have a problem with it.
I don't think so either.
As it was said, they had... It's already there. It's already had it done.
It's there.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I'm difficult to convince. Maybe you all can convince me otherwise.
I'm not going to try, John. I'm just going to make a motion.
No.
11,558. I make a motion that we approve.
9,559.
9.
Yes.
Wait a minute. That's right. It is 9. 11,559. I believe there's uniqueness to the property, which she's put. This is for the variance. But she's put in a home in there that was 11,000 feet. There's nothing you can do about that. There's a uniqueness to that. And also the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. She's does her own cooking. She lives there alone. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. I believe the applicant needs to have somewhere to do her own cooking and do take care of herself. And there, she's 68 years old. The variance will not alter her sense, certainly will not. All of the central character of the neighborhood on 7 acres? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
57 acres, wasn't it?
Okay, 57. And requested variance is how much? What acres was it?
7.7 acres.
That's what I thought. And requested variance is minimum that would afford relief.
Okay, that was
that's
second
my
to
motion.
And second to that motion?
Just if I may, Mr. Chairman, yes. I didn't catch it at the beginning. Did you also discuss about the special use exception?
I'm going to do that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And of course, the special use exception that the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And that's what I meant by the 7.5 acres there.
Okay. Now, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,559. And you address the special use exception. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Well, a notion just presented itself to me that because of the situation, perhaps the tenant, if you will, could be considered handicapped and according to fair housing.
Yeah.
Could further provide some relief to the situation. So that, along with the reasons stated, yay.
Okay, Mr. Rickard?
For the reasons I stated.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Aye, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,559 is approved. Okay, now, gentlemen, that takes care of all